It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor. Remember yesterday we were talking about Al Warden? Well, I have a book of his poetry. It's called Hello, Earth. And you see on the front cover, there's a picture of the surface of the moon. And if you're going around the moon and you're looking down at the Earth, sometimes the Earth looks like this. Yeah. On the back of the book is Al Warden himself. You see, he's not only a great astronaut and scientist, he's a poet as well. Here's a part of one of the poems. Hello, Earth. It's clear you're hiding worldly problems from my view. Could it be you are forgetting I am worldly too? Hello, Earth. I wish you'd answer, and in answering, take stock. It's clear you are a spaceship and must do with what you've got. Hello, Earth. Your life is finite. Does the answer lie out here? If we don't resolve your problems, life on Earth may be too dear. Hello, Earth. Greetings from Endeavor. And Endeavor was the name of their ship. And one other little poem from this collection of poems called Spacewalk. A spacewalk is like being let out at night for a swim by Moby Dick. Is that a good poem? Oh, there's somebody at the door. Thought you'd like to hear some of Al Warden's poetry. Yeah. It's Mr. McFeely. Mr. McFeely,
sweetie,
welcome.
Delivery. Good day to you, sweetie.
Good
delivery.
Day to you. What do you have?
Well, Elsie Neal is having an art exhibit over her shop, and this is just a part of the exhibit, and I thought you'd like to see it.
I certainly would like to see it. It's moving.
Well, it's kinetic art. You just give a little spin here.
Isn't that beautiful?
And you could call that art in motion.
Yes. Look at that. You can change its direction too, can't you? Boy, that's nice.
And she has all kind of different types of art over there today. Some flash, and some move, and some are big, and some are small like this one.
Well, is her shop open now?
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Well, I think maybe I'd like to take my television friend if there are more things like this to see.
Well, there are. I'm just telling the neighborhood about the art exhibit, and I'll go on and say speedy delivery to you, all righty?
Well, thank you, Mr. McFeely.
Okay, good day to you. Bye-bye.
We're glad to know about that. Let's call Elsie Neal. Let's see if this might be a good time to come. I'd like to see more things like that, wouldn't you? Hello, Elsie. It's Fred Rogers. Well, Mr. McFeely was just here. Yes, I'd like to see more of those things. Is this a good time? Good. All right, fine. Elsie, you're a poet. I have something that I'd like to bring for you to see. Yeah, we'll be over in just a minute. Bye-bye. Elsie's a poet, so I just thought we might just take that book of poetry and show her Al Warden's poetry. Shall we go to Elsie Neal's craft shop and see some more kinetic art? Come along. Hi, Elsie.
Hi, Fred.
I brought Al Warden's book of poetry. I thought you might like to read it.
Oh, thank you. And the title is Hello, Earth.
Hello, Earth. Yes, I've read a couple of them to my friend.
Good.
And I wanted to see your exhibit. Mr. McFeely is telling me about your exhibit of moving kind of art.
Yes, it's called Kinetic Sculpture, and we've converted the storage room into a gallery, and you'll be able to enjoy it much better.
Oh, great. My, isn't this nice in here?
Well, these are all the kinetics.
Yes.
And they're all different. These are electric ones with lights and colored panels of plastic. Mm-hmm. And if I turn the lights out, you'll be able to enjoy them much better.
Oh, the overhead lights.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look at those colors. God, they change. Yeah.
Yes. And they're all different. The one in the middle.
Is that great?
Yes.
And when the panels, do the panels move, or is it just the lights that come on at different places?
The lights are coming on at different places.
I like to just stand here and watch them.
And you can see all of the different shapes as the lights go on and off.
Mm-hmm. Wonder what'll happen next. Really fun to watch.
And now the larger one in the center is making another kind of change. You see the panel on the far side?
Yes. I like to watch them all at once, yeah.
Well,
what do we do with the other things, Elsie?
Well, I'll turn the lights back on, the overhead lights back on.
Mm-hmm.
And while I'm back in the workshop, in the craft shop working, you can enjoy all of the other kinetic sculptures. You can handle them, and the air and your breath will make them change.
Good.
So you enjoy them while I finish my work in the craft shop.
Fine, thank you.
Here are the lights.
Okay. Thanks, Elsie. Look at this, looks like a mobile. Not always that you're allowed to touch the things, no. But Elsie said we could. Dances. Look at this. People on bicycles. Or unicycles, I guess they are. How that works with springs. Wouldn't it be fun to make something like that? This is. She said it was all right to touch. That doesn't blow. Look at that. Hey.
why they all move. Each person would make a different design. That's what's so great about a thing like this. A tower. Like that? I do. It has a movement all of its own. They practically dance. An art exhibit,
yeah,
of kinetic art. I really like those things, Elsie.
Well, I'm glad you like them.
I was going like that on some of them. And you know that one that you move with your hands?
Oh, yes.
It felt like aluminum. I think they're little pieces of aluminum.
I believe it is.
Beautiful.
Yes. And I've also been enjoying the pictures in addition to the poetry.
Mm-hmm.
And I found a little poem that I like very much.
Which one is it?
Spacewalk.
Oh, I know that one.
A spacewalk is like being let out at night for a swim by Moby Dick.
That's one of my favorites, too.
And you know, when you're reading poetry, it usually inspires the writer. And I love to write something. And I was thinking about the kinetic sculptures, and especially the ones that are moved by air.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote these about five little lines.
I'd like to hear them.
You'd like to hear it? It's spinning, turning, ever moving, by the air, by the light, by the breath of men and women, girls and boys. Art is a delight, ever moving.
That's beautiful. By the breath of men and women, girls and boys, art is a delight and ever moving. Art is a delight and ever moving. Thank you. Want to keep this for a while?
I would like to.
Do.
Thank you for leaving it with me.
Glad to know about the exhibit. We'll be telling our friends.
Well, you're welcome.
Thanks.
Come back anytime, Fred.
Bye, Elsie.
Bye.
Art is a delight and ever moving. You could make up a poem. Sure. Try thinking about something that you really like and then putting the words together so that it is kind of a rhythm to it. Yeah. I'll get the trolley. I wanted to show you the way I turn the trolley on and off. You know that I have this switch down here. And if I press the switch this way, the trolley goes that way. And if I press the switch up like this, the trolley comes back this way. trolley runs by electricity. Yeah. And this is the switch that turns the electricity on and off. Now let's just pretend that there isn't enough electrical power in the neighborhood of make-believe to run everything. And eventually, Al Warden's secret helps everyone. Okay? Ready for the neighborhood of make-believe? Okay, trolley. There we go.
Don't think there's anything wrong with the controls, Handy. I really do think it's the electricity.
Well, maybe so, Corny, but I just saw the trolley, and it runs with electricity.
Yeah, that's true. How about the electric waterfall? Is it going?
I don't know whether it's turned on or not.
Well, why don't we go over to the castle and check on it?
Okay. Good. Meet you over there.
Okay.
All right.
Well, now let's see here.
Well, it's not turned on.
Oh, well, try it.
Okay, here goes.
Well, there it's going.
Hey, well, look at that. It stopped.
Well, now, you see, I'm just sure it's the neighborhood electricity.
I just wonder if,
Hello, friends.
Oh, hello there, Edgar.
Hi, Edgar.
You're just the man I wanted to see, Handy.
Oh, what is it, Edgar?
My TV set won't work.
Oh, it works with electricity, doesn't it?
I'm sure it does. I mean, I plug it into the socket in the wall.
Well, we think there's something wrong with our electrical power here.
Oh, really?
I can't get any of my machines to work at the factory.
What about your stove, Edgar? You know, is your stove in the kitchen working?
Yes, my stove is working. Why do you ask?
Well, it runs with electricity, doesn't it?
We have an old stove in the castle. It's a wood-burning stove.
Oh, I see.
I'd better get to my cooking. That reminded me. I hope you can fix the electricity.
That's a big hope.
It certainly is. Yeah. Well, what's our next move?
I think I'd like to go over to Lady Elaine's TV station over at the museum.
I asked her yesterday, and she wasn't even broadcasting.
Yeah, but TV uses a lot of electricity, and I'd like to go check there first. I'll be back as soon as I can.
Okay, well, I think I'd just wait right here for you.
A good idea. And if you see the king and queen, please tell them where I'm at, okay?
I certainly will.
All right, so long.
Bye. How's that one?
Nothing, Lady Elaine. I'll try the camera. Again.
Get any picture?
Nope.
Well, bring the flashlight over here, and how about trying this one over here?
Let me just try the remote in case I have missed something about...
Anything?
Uh-uh.
No. Try this light then behind me.
Sure. Who knows? Maybe just one of them. Nope.
It doesn't work either?
Doesn't work either.
Well, I'll be a horse's uncle.
Oh, just when we wanted everything to be so perfect.
That's right. I want to broadcast the news of that special secret meeting with King Friday, Queen Sarah, and Al Warden.
Yeah.
Honestly, what are we going to do?
Hi, friend.
I don't know.
Oh,
hi,
how are things going in here?
Lousy.
Oh, electricity?
Well, we don't know what it is, but we can't get the lights or the cameras to work at all.
Electricity.
The only light we have is this thing from the flashlight here.
Yeah. Is there anyone else having any trouble with that?
Well, Edgar Cook is, and Corny is, so I guess it's kind of widely spread.
Well, what are we going to do? We can't just make electricity by ourselves.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I'd like to try.
I guess the only thing to do is to wait until that secret meeting is over.
Well, I'm going to stay right here, and as soon as the lights go on, I'll be in business again. Yeah. What say you two get moving?
All right, Lady Lee. Okay. We'll do our best.
Yeah, we'll see you later, huh?
Good. Well, I hope it's not too much later. Come on now, lights. It's time to shine. Nothing. Those castle people better think of something quickly.
I can't figure it out, Betty. I mean, we were over at the factory earlier, and can't get any power over there. The waterfall's not even working.
You never realize till times like this how much you need.
Yeah.
Who's coming now? Hello, Niece Evelyn and Handyman Negri.
Hi, Queen Sarah.
I was just telling Mr. Peshley about my husband and Colonel Warden and my secret meeting.
Well, I hope it was about electricity.
Well, we have been discussing the energy crisis.
Is there anything that can be done, Aunt Sarah? I mean, at MGR TV, we couldn't get the lights to work. We couldn't get the television cameras to work.
And Corny can't even operate his rocket factory.
Well, I know all that. And the electric waterfall won't turn on, and Edgar can't get his TV to turn on. But Colonel Warden expects his secret to arrive any time.
Do you think it will help our electricity problem?
Well, it sounds as if it might.
Can you tell us anything about it?
Well, I can't tell because it's a secret. Oh. But when it comes, we'll all know about it.
I just hope it comes soon. I'm losing business every day.
Well, I really trust Colonel Warden to help us all he knows how.
I do too, Queen Sarah.
I do too.
Well, I guess I better be going back to my factory. See y'all.
Bye-bye, Corny.
Goodbye, Corny.
Oh, look how slowly Trolley is moving.
I gave Trolley a checkup just the other day, and it must be the electricity because there's nothing wrong with the Trolley engine.
Yes, but it seems to be going slower and slower.
I sure hope we get some more power soon.
In the meantime, we're going to just have to save as much of it as we can.
Lots of things that use electricity to make them work. Does your mom or dad have an electric iron that they use? Or do you have a toaster that you can put bread in and see it pop up when it's toasted? Some grown-ups use electric shavers and sometimes have electric sanders or drills among their tools, electric sweepers too. And grown-ups plug those things into the electricity to make them work. I used this plug over here yesterday to plug in the little organ. I want to show it to you, especially right now. See, I have shields over these plugs here so that nobody can put his or her fingers near them. But I'll show you what they look like under the shield. These shields are important to keep when they're very, very young children around. Now, these are holes that must not be played with. Just must not. No. Electric plugs are not playthings. They can really hurt. And children need grown-ups with them when they plug things in. So I'm going to have this shield right there. You see, grown-ups tell you things like that because they care about you. And they want to take care of you. That's why grown-ups can sing such a thing as, I'm taking care of you. Taking good care of you. For once I was very little too. I take care of you. And as you grow older, you're able to remember things like that more and more, aren't you? You're able to take more and more care of yourself. So you can sing, I'm taking care of myself. Taking good care of myself. The more that I grow, the more I take care. I'm taking care of myself. I'd like you to be able to learn that part too.
Yeah.
We better take care of our fish. There you are, fish. Oh boy, they're hungry. I'm taking care of myself. Taking good care of myself. The more that I grow, the more I take care. I'm taking care of myself. And I'm proud of you when you do it. Mm-hmm. Oh, we've had a big day together. We'll have another big day together tomorrow, you and I. That gives me a good feeling to think of that. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special day for me by just your being you. That's why I like to take care of you. That's why I like you to take care of yourself. Because I like you just the way you are. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
The people who gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation, Johnson & Johnson, public television stations, the Ford Foundation, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.